Jesus is God and worthy to be worshipped. So look at verse number 7 in Matthew chapter 2, verse number 7. It says, "Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also.'" But you know that Herod didn't want to come and worship him also. He was just trying to find out where he was so he could kill him. So verse 9 says, "When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy." See how they were different than the people that were in Jerusalem? See, the people in Jerusalem were troubled. Herod was troubled. But these guys, these wise men, see, they were wise. Because when they saw the place where Jesus was, they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. That means they were like, woo! You know, they were excited, right? And verse 11 says that when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down. And notice this, and worshiped him. They worshiped him. They got down and worshiped him. "And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." And I know in my sermon on Sunday, I talked about how in Isaiah chapter 60, it talked about how the Gentiles would come forth and they would bring, you know, gifts of gold and incense. But, you know, and I really believe that that's what those verses are talking about. But, you know, Jesus Christ wasn't just a little baby. You know, he wasn't a child. He wasn't just a child, sorry. He was the Lord. He was God. He was worthy to be worshipped. They bowed down and worshipped him, you know, and he couldn't even talk. You know, but they bowed down and worshiped him because they knew that he was the king of Israel. They knew he was the king of the world.